Greggy, a little bit gutting. Difficult to assess it, really. Do you think playing two up front perhaps was a little brave against the top side? Worked for 20 minutes very well.
No, I don't think it was brave. I think we back our players to play that formation. And like you said, I thought it was the best we started a game. Hmm? Probably all season. I thought the first 20-25 minutes we were excellent. Deserved to be ahead. You know, unfortunately, Danny Kelly's one that hits the post. If it goes 2-0 up, yep. You know, it puts you in an even better position. But no, I was happy with the way we started the game in that formation, and you know, just a little bit disappointed with the goals, or very disappointed with the goals we've conceded. I think both of them are preventable. You know, we have to work so hard in games to score goals, and you know, we unfortunately don't make teams work very hard to have to score theirs. And the first one, you know, we could do better. We know we need to get in contact with the ball, stop it going into the front. Then we just need to stand and defend, not try and nick things. The lad got rolled, then it was a bit of a, you know, it pinged around and then fell to their lad who finished well. And you know, we didn't deserve that at that point. And then the second goal was a needless free kick given away on the edge of the box, and the lads whipped it in the top corner. A great strike, but don't give them the opportunity to do it. Just stand up and defend. There's no need to. In a game where you're in complete control for the first half an hour, yeah. Within another crazy 5 minutes, not even a crazy 5 minutes, but just a couple of silly mistakes within a 5 minute period, and you're going at half time 2-1 down, and then you're chasing the game. And second half, we come out. The third goal was a class finish, wasn't it? Great turn and a great strike. You know, no one's saving that one. And then the fourth goal, Ben Seymour shows, switches off from the free kick and just allows him to get the ball get played inside him, and the lad just runs in and basically just has a free pop at goal. And you know, it's a great finish. But we have to make teams work harder to score goals. That's fact. We have to make sure that we concentrate better, defend better as individuals, to make teams have to work harder to score their goals. But it's, you know, I've come away from the game again thinking that we've competed with one of the top teams in the league. 4-1, I don't think was a fair reflection of the game. I thought we were far more competitive than the scoreline suggests, and it's quite frustrating really that when you play well against these top teams, you keep coming away and you keep getting nothing to show for it. And we have to learn. We have to learn from the mistakes we're making and eradicate them, or certainly reduce them, so that teams don't score as many goals as they're scoring against us. Because if they do, we're not going to win games of football.
Yes, Danny Kelly looked fairly decent first 20 minutes. Certainly faded a little bit perhaps after that, not quite fully fit.
Or... Yeah, he hadn't played since April. That's his first game, so 60 minutes. He's only going to ever play him 60 minutes. But yeah, you know, he's going to be a great addition for us.
Yeah.
Looked lively, very very good player. Great finish for his goal. Second one that hit the post would have been an unbelievable finish. So now a big player for us. You know, we've got a few midweek games coming up that Danny will be able to increase his fitness. He's training hard. But yeah, you know, we'll dust ourselves down now, Nigel, and we'll continue to try and work hard in training. I back this group of players. I back them to react in a positive way. We're going for a tough spell at the minute with the three defeats, but you know, certainly the two league defeats that we've had against Chippenham and Dunstable, we've been very competitive and our performances have been good. If we were playing poorly and getting beaten the way that we are with the score lines, then there'll be a cause for concern. But we're actually playing well. We just need to tidy up a few areas, and I'm confident that the group will react positively, and that we'll be able to turn it around, and we'll be able to start picking some points up soon.
Saturday's break might do us a favour.
Yeah, well, we'll train Thursday, and then we'll see what Murphy do. Whether we play them on the Tuesday night, but you know, at home it's an opportunity for us to get back to winning ways, and you know, the disappointment will. I'm driven to make sure that it gets turned round, and I think the players are as well. And as long as that continues, then you know, I'm confident that we can start winning games again.
Yep, got to pull together as a group, mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.